Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. Yes, we are back. Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. We're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube here on Dailies today. I'm Sharif Quadri.
Morning, everybody. I'm Jimmy Disu.
It's good to be here. Let's start with the Guardian newspaper. This one, this story on the front page. Now, this story is almost everywhere in the papers today. 2023, weakest camp reopens. PDP won't snub Atiku's campaign. You find similar stories in other papers.
Right. You know, did you watch King of Boys?
Yes, of course.
What's the name of that big man? Louis Akin. Louis acted the role of... I've forgotten.
Tiger.
Not Tiger.
Oh, Akin Lewis. What's that his role again?
Chief something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so he wanted to...
That one that usually hiding. Usually hiding for...
Front, yes. And so one day he looked at a nice, you know, young girl, said, she that's at the role that this one played, yeah. And said she looked like a boy, and he said he wanted to translate directly that Ishe Olonwa our married Dini, and he said the work of God you cannot see it.
He was always in hiding, always eating.
The work of God that is going on here you cannot see it. I think that let me draw my conclusion before I ever started the analysis. I think the PDP is virtually dead.
At the national level,
at the state level, at least in Lagos, at zonal level, I will read the story. Okay, let's take it one by one.
Yeah,
their former presidential candidate has been found in bed with APC people. That's a disaster. Jonathan should never have had anything to do with these people. I mean politically, you understand what I'm saying, was found in bed with them. Now you have this Wike element. So a lot of the things Wike is complaining about, he never did. He never did when he was in contention for vice president. And thank God Atiku did not pick him, because only God knows what he would have been up to. Nobody knows now for sure what Wike's agenda is. All these things, as far as I'm concerned, are afterthoughts. Okay? So that's that. That's there. In the case of Chief Bode George, it's quite clear. Steve Jodibdod is fighting on two fronts. On the one front, he wants to be chairman. That is very clear. He said he wants to be chairman of the party, you know. And he seems to have lost control of the party in Lagos. He's not in good stead with the candidate, Jandor.
Oh.
A video has gone viral where he says that Jandor did not stick to the agreement about who the running mate was going to be. Yes, but this started way back from the time of Jimmy Agbaje in his second coming. It was said that the funds that Atiku sent to Lagos or something like that for the candidates, Jimmy Agbaje took control of the funds by himself and didn't involve them. So he's almost like a captain at sea without a vessel. So all these contending forces are coming out to play. And I think that the demise of the PDP is quite near. How you are going to present a presidential candidate in these sensitive times with a fractionalized party, I don't understand. Let me tell the people what you told me this morning, because you go Munshike, I'm not ratting on you, but I consulted you.
Okay.
And you said that look at the party now. The presidential candidate is from the north. The party chairman is from the north. The deputy party chairman is from the north. And then Atiku now, you know, from the last I saw, he took Tambuwal as his campaign manager, also from the north. So that tells you that virtually might be presenting a northern front.
There's a perception already.
That they'll be presenting a northern front. How that works well, how good that would be. That's why I said that the work of God is
our marriage.
You cannot see it.
That's
the direct translation. Hey, lady. Because the APC too have their problem again with the Muslim ticket also tilted to the north. So it looks that on all fronts, the south have been bound to the Philistines. The part of the APC, the things that are being said behind, you know, to convince people that, it's our turn, it's Yoruba, this and that. But look at Shettima. Shettima is taking the shine off the candidate. Those who have a Yoruba interest a so-called Yoruba interest in the APC, don't know the kind of game they are playing. You keep exposing this man, you know, he's the one delivering lectures. And look at the authority, look at his body language, with which he said, I will be in charge of defense. Hmm. And Ashiwaju will be in charge of the economy. This is a co-captain. It's not a first mate. This is a co-captain. So all said and done, it looks as if there might be one beneficiary for all this, and I don't think I need to name who that beneficiary would be. But there's a crisis in the PDP. Mm-hmm. Wiki's camp, they've withdrawn from the campaign council. I don't know for sure. In politics, you can only speculate, but I don't know for sure what effect that would ultimately have on Atiku's. But look at this. This is Punch. Punch says, crisis lingers in Makinde-led Southwest PDP. Amid IU must go call. Oh, by the way, I forgot to add Fayose. Mm-hmm. Fayose, former governor.
Yeah.
He's a Tinubu man. I don't think he's even hidden that.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't hidden that. No. I mean, so ideally, he should be thrown out of the party to go and meet his kith and kin.
No, because the South had insisted that parties must zone to the South.
That is an excuse.
And Fayose is saying that, look, this is beyond party.
No, forget.
That was the meeting they had. That was the meeting they had. And they said that this is beyond party. This ticket must come to the South. And Fayose, true to his word, the man that he is, always been, he stuck to his gun and said that, look, it has to be the South. Like, he doesn't care what party and everything he's going with.
That's
so, but then in his own state,
yes,
he's trying to reconcile. There are factions in his own state. So, was it this week or last week that the two factions held their various meetings and everything, and both factions were clamoring for all of them to come together and win election for PDP in his own state first, before they can continue with their... So in his own state, he's trying to galvanize the PDP, family and everything, for them to come together and win in Ekiti.
You see, this gentleman called Ashiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
Hey, this is fire show we are talking about.
Wait too. Now, let me finish. even though I don't personally support his aspiration in terms of, even for his own sake, but I respect him as an astute politician. Babani Baba.
Master strategist.
The master strategist. Fayose has always been a Tinubu man. And his primary aim in this game that's going on is to make sure that Ashiwaju wins.
Ashiwaju said that Fayose has been a Tinubu man since 1998.
Maybe even beyond. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you turn, Tinubu's shadow is there waiting for you to... You must give kudos to the man. I mean, let's be very honest. Mm. You must give kudos to the man that his fingers are in all these things. Haven't you heard, for example, the rumor that is saying that maybe even the Lagos candidate, in fact, all the Lagos candidates, because Agbaje that was said to be the PDP candidate, we hear, I don't know about these things, the rumors that went out is that it's a Lagos state contractor. If you heard that he supplies, there's nothing wrong with that. He has the right to do his business.
Yeah.
But you can read meanings into these things.
Mm.
So what you are seeing is a grand design preparing the grounds for him.
Okay.
I'm telling you. And that is why I think, if you notice, the APC have not bothered themselves taking on Atiku. They have faced Obi. Because that's the last man to be at. Atiku is in disarray now.
So they are not even bothered. They are not concerned about
his hand is in this, because the truth is, one of the biggest positions after president in Nigerian politics is Lagos State Governor.
Lagos State Governor.
Yes, the Lagos State, and you can use it. And this man has not just been the governor for 8 years; has been in full control of the state as a governor emeritus, in and out of government, and I think he has used it efficiently politically. And that is what you're seeing. What you're seeing here is sabotage. These issues that these people are raising, they could easily have raised during the primaries to say, since IU is the whatever, Atiku should not contest on agreement. You didn't do that. You didn't boycott the election. When he won, when he won, you didn't do that until he chose Okowa against Wike, and then the opera started. So what you are seeing, Iban, that man. That's why.
Which one is Iban?
I stand up. It's politically, he's so difficult to match. I must say. Okay, so we have also look at Makinde now. There's fire under him.
Mm-hmm.
Two states have said that they are not part of the remove IU. Mm-hmm. It is true. Atiku, and he says it here in the Vanguard here coverage, he says, he can't force IU to resign.
Mm-hmm.
He can't. There's nothing in the constitution that says that. He can't. He can plead with him. But there is also a grand design from what Jank said.
Okay.
That IU's body language showed that, because when Tambuwal, when he stepped down, IU went to hug him and thank him. Mm-hmm. So they believe that IU had always been part of, but Atiku is another guy. Mm-hmm. It's just that he might not have the resources. I don't know about cash. Don't know about, none of them have declared the assets, but he didn't have the kind of resources that Bola Tinubu had. From the onset, apparently, he wanted IU. And I think what they told Tambuwal is that you will head the campaign, okay? You will head the campaign, and only God knows what would happen if you have an Atiku government. The question now I'm asking myself, and I don't have the answer.
Yeah.
And I hope people will have
the
answer.
I'll help you.
You help me.
I'll help you.
Is that who is going to be the beneficiary of all this confusion?
I can't help you.
You can't help me.
Mm-mm.
You can't, because it's, and if you look at it, it also trickles down to Lagos. Okay, I think that gentleman sitting quietly, maybe drinking tea in Alausa, might be around for another 4 years the way things are going, unless all this is tidied up. I mean, how do you go into an election without a body judge on a PDP ticket? You understand, and his own favorite person, I'm sure he's the son of his friend, Gbadebo or something, who is Rose Vivo, who is the labor candidate for Lagos. The whole thing is a mess. People are running helter skelter. Even I heard that Moshood Salvador, who left APC to go to LP, has run back again to the APC. I think he was sent on an errand and he's just gone back to, all said and done, that octopus is at work.
But shouldn't we expect these movements back and forth, this infighting? It's most likely going to be settled. All of these things will be settled before the election.
I think it's because of the Tinubu factor. He's been well prepared for this. I think it's because of the Tinubu factor. But the stiffest opposition that he has is from the general public. He's going to, especially the young people. It's going to be a tough fight for him.
Now, sticking with this story here, I have a comment on Twitter from Adedeji Adegbega, who says that even if IU resigns today, as demanded by Wike and his gang, their loyalty is no longer with Atiku anymore.
Oh, it was. Let me correct him. It was never with Atiku in the first instance. I don't think it was. And in any case, if IU resigns, the next person you choose will be controversial. There'll be some people that will go up in arms and say, you can't, look, 28th is just around the corner. This is a wrong time for this to be happening.
Right.
But, excuse me, by now the party chairman, everybody should be getting ready to go full blast, you know, on September 28th. So, like I said, but look at it now. Our Lagos man here, that's why he's facing Obi. You can hardly... Festus and all these people, they're always concentrating on Obi. You know that one is done. The question, though, is there is a flip side to it again.
What's that?
If the PDP comes out now as a full Northern party, then this Muslim ticket with Chetima and all these people might also present its difficulties.
Because there was this video that trended online yesterday about one particular activist from the North who was addressing Northern Christians not to vote for Peter.
That issue is there again. It's complex. It's very, very complex. I have a headache.
You said you're tired.
I have a headache. trying to think this out. That's why I don't have, but for my job, I don't sit down and speculate anymore. Let's just sit back, because the most important thing, Sheriff. I thought you changed your surname yesterday. Sheriff Disu.
It's a compound name now.
The most important part is that, in all honesty,
yeah,
nobody can swear where anybody stands. There are moles. There's going to be a lot of betrayal. There's going to be a lot of surprises. There'll be loads of that. And that's because, the first time in the political campaign of this nature, that octopus is the major, he's playing the game to the T. Whether it will result in victory, I don't know. I don't know. But his own stiff opposition, ironically, is from the people who are actually going to be casting the votes. But as for the political level, in Don Dabaru, everything.
I think that there's a lot of distraction going on.
Yes.
But people should just stay focused on who.
No, we, as far as, I mean, foot soldiers, as far as I'm concerned, this is headed somewhere, and I already know where it's headed.
Exactly.
So they can fight all they want for as long as all it's all the same candidates. This thing is going to
just remain focused, basically.
Just remain focused. Sit back and watch it like a movie.
Because, like you said earlier, this thing is about interest.
It's about self-interest.
Self-interest, rather.
It's not about self. Not this weekend. It's
self-interest.
It's not about self. It's self-interest. It is self-interest. Don't forget, all this running up and down and up, whatever, is public funds that are involved. I hope you realize that. Funds that would have been used for health, for education, for this and for that. So it is about self-interest. Don't follow them. There's no self-agenda. Forget it. Forget it. I keep saying, if tomorrow Buba Marwa runs election in this state, I will leave this job and go and campaign for him. Forget all this. Next,
take him along.
Second base. Let's just go to the other one. Yes. It's all about self-interest.
You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Just type in Nigeria Info 99.3. Why court ordered ASUU to call off 7-month-long strike? That's in the Vanguard newspaper, page 7.
Well, I don't know. I think I have a fair idea of what's going on. But you cannot use a court order to resolve a crisis of this nature. I'm not criticizing the court order. I'm not a lawyer. I can't criticize it. The court order is the court order. But the crisis of the nature of the crisis that we have, which actually is beyond ASUU, it cannot be solved by a court order. Going back to work in what frame of mind? Going back to work with what? I heard Nance said that yes, it's a win-win situation. Omo, it's not. You're not winning anything.
Like, so when you open up the universities, what then? What next?
What then? You open up the universities, the lecturers go there, they sit down. I don't know. We will have to make that sacrifice to get to the very end of this matter, because we can't keep shifting it. In all honesty, our universities are not well funded. They are not well run. They are not well structured. Our graduates are finding it. We have unemployment, yes, but the case of the unemployable is paramount. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. So I'm not happy. Some parents say, yes, some association of parents.
Yes, parent-teacher association.
They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. They should just leave these things to those who know. What we're saying is that rather than have a half-baked graduate, it's better for you to have a well-trained technician. In all honesty,
I was discussing this with somebody yesterday, and I said that one of the major problems that we have right now is because of the kind of graduates that our universities have churned out.
Exactly.
Who have now occupied public offices and don't know nothing about how things work.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of our graduates are unemployable. So it's not a function of them going to school to fulfill all righteousness and have degrees. If there are no good universities for them to go to, let's make them more useful and put them in polytechnics and monotechnics and things like that for them to learn something to do with their hands. A lot of them have degrees. When they go work in the banks, in the oil sector, half of them you knock off from the moment the application is written. So I hope the so-called parents will have that at the back of their minds. The thing is, we are not focused as a people. We always look at the surface of things. I want my son to be a graduate. Your son doesn't have to be a graduate to be successful. There's so many. I don't know if Zuckerberg finished school, but what's the Microsoft guy's name? Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
It's not a graduate.
Mostly, yeah, billionaires. Yeah.
Yes, they're not graduates. But what we are saying is that even if we can produce only 10 graduates, let them be top-notch.
Oh.
There was a recruitment policy in the United Kingdom about two or three months ago. Yeah. It was a shame for me to read a report that says that except Nigeria. Mm. I mean, come on. Mm. So a court order is not going to solve this thing. I don't know I don't know about the legality of whatever it is. I know that ASUU will appeal anyway and might ask for stay. We don't know, we don't know what is going to happen. But I don't want our lecturers going back to school when the issues have not been resolved. They will go back to school, sit on their desk, and do nothing.
Mm. Someone called the show yesterday when we were talking about this, and the person said, the person asked me whether I knew what they call Nigerian certificates abroad now, and he said something about BBD.
What's BBD?
Bogus bachelor's degree.
Oh yes, because you do have people that have even 2 1s and whatever, from JAMB exam up to when they finish in year 4, it's done for them. It's done for them. So it's not the main ingredient, especially for the science areas.
The thing is, people still don't understand.
They don't get it.
What ASUU is fighting for.
ASUU is fighting for a better university education. It's not just about salaries. I mean, and then, salaries is also important. If you want,
it's their right, after all.
It's their right. Apart from that, if you want a man to sit down, do his study, and impart knowledge without being distracted, then surely you have to take. It's the same thing we are doing to the teachers.
Mm.
It's the same thing we are doing. Our education,
the doctors, the teachers, you just name it.
It's the same thing. But these politicians, you treat those that are favorable to you. You rub them on the head and give them all that you need to make their lives comfortable. They've done that for the judiciary because they need the judiciary who will say that truth. But you also need these teachers. Then you find that the state government will do some raffle and give only 7 teachers vehicles and so on and so forth. So the issues are more fundamental than what a court judgment can solve. That is where I stand.
We're going to take this last story
for
3 minutes. It's because of time.
Oh.
Yes, because of time. Today's stories are quite interesting and many.
Yes.
Plenty interesting and many stories. The Pomo headline is also here.
I heard Kelvin. This, no, we don't call him Kelvin again. Baba Chioma, this body living and landing.
Lawyer, I don't go court.
But you see, the question is, so even if you pass a law on consumption of Pomo, what does it mean? If I chop Pomo for Buka, police will arrest me.
Well, maybe for sellers, hawkers.
You say they shouldn't sell.
Well, if something is prohibited, if you're caught with that thing, whether you
Igbo that for so many years has been prohibited. If I go down the road here now by junction, you go. So what are we talking about?
Yes, true, but they can be caught as well. They can be arrested.
Who will catch who?
They can be arrested.
Depends. Go to the Igbo joint around the corner and see those who are.
They can be arrested.
By who?
I mean, and that's what Buba Marwa has been doing. It's just like he can't do it alone. We need a lot more.
No, Buba Marwa is a maverick. Why he never ran for presidency, I don't know.
I actually don't know.
It's a pity. If Buba Marwa is running, I'm not going to be thinking of a North South anything, to be honest.
I think a lot of people will not think of anything.
I won't even think of North South. What North called nothing. If the man, if he runs for governorship in Lagos, Sheriff, I'll leave this there. I'm telling you. No, Lagos has been lucky to have the likes of Bobolaji Johnson, Jack Onde, Fashola, and Buba Marwa. You cannot debate it.
No, you can't.
Let anybody
can't
call themselves the foundation. Which foundation?
You can't debate
it. It's Bobolaji Johnson, Bobolaji Johnson, Jack Onde, Fashola, and then Marwa. Those are the maverick governors that we've had. You can't debate that.
Now we can be going home.
Okay, we can. Mm.
Yes. Well, what do you think about this thing that they say we don't impose 500 naira levy on tricycle? You saw the video.
Ah, yes. You know, I raised it yesterday. Mm. And I'm glad that MC Oluomo has said that. And I tend to believe him. That he said, what would he miss 500?
Seriously.
I believe him.
Seriously. Should I just ask one question?
What question?
In that video, those people that were attacking the other guy that wanted to call, they actually know him. Because the guy collecting that,
yes,
because that definitely he must have been collecting money.
Look at the Rumpus
from
ticket.
Them.
It could be a ruse. It could have been a localized one. I don't believe Oluomo will send people out to go and sell tickets. But I don't need to open him more.
Okay, yeah, let's be going. I think you should talk about this on.
He said he felt insulted that he would be sending them to go and collect 500. He forgot the numbers. But I'm glad I called the APC to attention to it yesterday. The APC needs to issue
an official statement.
An official statement. Mm. It's not nice. It won't work well for you.
Mm. Let's go. Thank you so much, sir, for coming.
All right.
That's our show. Let's talk about Health Thursday, and that's about delayed speech in children. At what age should you be concerned as a parent when your child hasn't started saying papa, mama?
Which one do the children not say first? Is it papa or mama?
Dada.
Is dada.
Yeah.
That's your own children.
No, I think most children say dada first.
I wonder what you said when you were a child.
I wasn't there. I wasn't aware. Why would I know?
I feel it was mama. Because you'd have been hungry. Mama.
I didn't like food that much.
Mama. Mama.
That's our show, people. Good morning to you.
They don't disconnect your line. Say of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you not worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, it gets some 5 easy steps.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a